107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Let's wrap up our conversation today with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. We have an update on passenger rail service.
Continues to be, you know, continues to be something that I address regularly. As I said, I drove to Ottawa for a day a couple weeks ago. I had the blessing of Via Rail being in town on Monday for an in-person meeting with myself. So that's indicating to them that they value what I'm saying and understand what I'm saying. We had a great meeting about the promotion of passenger rail service. For many reasons, the hybrid working model where people are still going into the GTA to do work, our tourists, obviously, and for our student travel as well, they're awaiting. This is the story, and I'm believing this. They're awaiting the new budget from the new federal government before they move forward on some of their decisions. They're also awaiting the arrival of new car stock and locomotive stock. I'm buoyed by the fact that they're interested in investing in the North Route of Via Rail travel in southwestern Ontario. And that North Route comes through Stratford. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the fact that they're not really excited about high-speed rail at this time because they know it won't serve this immediate area. So our next planned meeting is in mid-September. And once again, I look forward to that. I look forward to them coming to town. And this was kind of a little search mission on their part, but I'm hoping they're going to come to town with maybe people that are a little higher up that are decision makers.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you so much for that. And downtown Stratford BIA, more activities are continuing.
Yeah, just amazing. I frequently say that the sign of a robust, successful community or municipality is the vibrancy of their downtown, and certainly the BIA under the leadership of Jamie Pritchard is doing a great job of promoting and enhancing small business in downtown Stratford. Car Free Fridays continue. They have had two currently. And we know the benefits: environmental impact, the health choice, of you biking. And I don't mean you, Jamie, biking, but maybe you could bike. Although it's early in the morning. And freeing up parking spaces uptown. I owe a shout out to Ross Bikes for his little maintenance booth set up there. Once again, I'll mention the dog show that brought people into downtown Market Square. Eddie Matthews doing his piece. It reminded me of his former pet shows at the Stratford Fall Fair. And, boardwalks, they're up and they're vibrant. There's a little bit of pushback about loss of parking, but what I believe is people will park at the Cooper site and spend more time in downtown Stratford. One thing that also people have mentioned to me is, where are the flowers on the boardwalk? Through the clerk's office and through council, we decided not to go back to flowers because we did have some trips and falls with the watering of those plants. They look bare bones, but they're effective, and we have boardwalk patios that are filled, especially in this beautiful weather. So a huge shout out to the BIA and all the small businesses, not only the downtown core, but across Stratford, that are so important to our economic, our base in Stratford.
Absolutely. Spotlight on Senator Robert Black.
Robert Black was in town. This is one of those things that you probably didn't know. Robert Black and his bride Julie live for a part of their life in Rostock, Ontario. And so Rob is a great advocate of agriculture, 4-H. He was in town to be part of, with me, of the Stratford Film Festival showing of We Lend a Hand all around the Farmerettes. High school girls that did their part from 1941 to 52, primarily in the market gardening, farming. And the idea of feeding troops, the mantra was, we can't win if we don't eat. and post World War II, providing food that that went into Europe as they were recovering from the war that took place on their soil. So a shout out to Rob Black. Thank you for being in town. And also just a reminder to people, those events continue to take place. City Hall Auditorium. Next one is July the 12th with the Stratford Film Festival. The one coming up is called, the film coming up is The Bad Shaboos. It's a interfaith couple. It's a story about a Jewish and a black couple that come together on a dinner date. I'll leave the rest up to you to come and watch. But it, you know, with the Farmerettes, both shows, the 4 o'clock and the 7 o'clock, were packed. So,
yeah,
you know, a great opportunity to be in a great building in downtown Stratford and to see movies that you wouldn't see normally.
No, absolutely. And Art in the Barn.
Final shout out for the Art in the Barn. Huge thank you to the partnering with Vanessa DeGroot, Kind Hearted Studios. If you are involved in art in Stratford, you'll know Vanessa and Kind Hearted Studios. We had 186 adjudicated pieces of art. And so it wasn't just anything that rolled in. Vanessa went through and selected those that were, worthy of being displayed. Artists from across Huron, Perth, from 6 to 23. We had over 225 people in that barn. Mums, dads, grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, friends. I had the opportunity to see great art, to buy great art. We bought a couple pieces of art that we will frame and put up in Catherine's law office. An opportunity to leave inspirational fan messages for those artists. And if I could pick the most important part of, I believed, of the day, other than the hot dogs and the ice cream, was the fact to inspire kids to continue in their journey in the art world. And it was a great day, and just so happy to partner with Vanessa and provide that opportunity. Already looking forward to next June.
You bet. And Stratford Municipal Airport.
Another part that I'm looking forward to next June, June 1st, is that around the fly-in, drive-in event that took place. I want to mention this because we had over 50 private planes. We had our cars from the Car Cruiser Club. We had two Harvards from Tilsonburg. It was a breakfast that was put on by the owners of those planes, local owners. And through their breakfast, through donations from residents of Stratford and area, $7,700 was donated to the Stratford General Hospital Foundation. Just amazing work. I'm proud of that airport. It has two runways. It operates a flight school. Air Orange comes out of there. Police search and rescue comes out of there. It's 480 acres of total land, 160 workable. A huge shout out to Andy Woodham and his group for maintaining that, I believe, is a gem on a daily basis.
Sounds good. We're in conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma with a city transit update.
Yeah, once again, an opportunity to update and brag about the great work of Manager Mike Mosley, the drivers, the mechanics, and all the men and women, all the staff that move buses 7 days a week. And that's unheard of in a municipality our size, that we provide public transit every day, of the week. And I look at our current ridership. Tim Wolf, the Director of Community Services, provided this to me the other day. Our ridership of our transit is up almost to pre-COVID, which is amazing. When we talk about transit on demand, which is Saturdays and Sundays, year over year, Saturdays up 7.6% from 2024. Sundays is up 9.9% over 2025. And now with the hybrid buses, we do that in a more environmentally friendly. So you see buses going up and down the road, but they are the hybrid fashion buses that, you know, even if there's three people on it, you know that they're certainly more environmentally friendly. You know, when I look at the time performance for that transit on demand, it continues to improve. That on-time performance is up to 91% on time from 89% in 2024. So transit is a great way to get around town, not only on Car-Free Friday. So a shout-out to community services, a shout-out to public transit, and to the people that use that service.
Very good. And we've been talking about so many events happening. We have the Ontario Port Congress on today and tomorrow. We have events right through the weekend, including Stratford Live Music and Food. And we also have on the way the Canada Day Parade.
Yeah, I think post-Canada Day Parade, I'm just going to take a chair and sit down with a my feet in a bucket of cold ice. But, you know, before we get to that, I just want to remind people, as we prep for Canada Day, get your flags out on your lawn. Get your flag out on your front porch, on your flagpole at home, on your car side windows. We are a more reserved country. Canadians are. But I would urge you to be a little bit more overt in that Canadian pride. I got a shout out from Dave Hanley, a local resident yesterday, saying, we've got to do a better job. And Canada Day is a prime opportunity to do so. So our theme this year is Canada Strong. Our parade marshal is Clarence McCallum, who we just celebrated his 100th birthday. Clarence, as you know, was a Navy vet in the Second World War. We are going to have a prize this year for the best float, and that's free entry into next year. We know poverty doesn't take a break during the summer months. House of Blessing will be on the parade route, and they're going to exchange a little Canadian item for food that you bring to the, bring a box of cereal, bring a can of soup to the parade. It's a wonderful day to celebrate Canada and to celebrate everything we do that's Canadian based here in Stratford.
Okay, we look forward to that. Again, the Canada Day Parade, and then of course all the Canada Day celebrations going on that day at Market Square, right behind City Hall.
Yeah, and that's another amazing event. You go downtown Stratford and speaks to that revitalization of Market Square. It truly is a community space that we use for activities like Canada Day. So thank you for bringing that up. I didn't intentionally omit that, but I'm certainly glad you brought that forward.
And speaking of which, at downtown Stratford, you might notice some refinishing, if you will, going on at a particular crosswalk.
Yes, a shout out to Jeremy Witzel and his group with Public Works for doing all the line painting, all the crosswalks across Stratford, all the road painting, and in particular the crosswalk. I think it is the most photographed, next to City Hall, the most photographed location in Stratford is that crosswalk in our downtown core. And they've just refinished it. It looks great. I know I've had a couple shout-outs or questions from individuals in town. Why do they wait so long? And to that end, I will share the fact that we didn't have a really warm spring, and they have to wait for the surface below the asphalt and the asphalt itself to warm up so the paint will adhere and last longer on that. So that's the reason why it's taken some time for the painting of lines and crosswalks, including that beautiful Pride crosswalk. I'm certainly, it's another sign of us being an inclusive community here in Stratford. And thank you again to the Public Works Department, who do a wonderful job in the dead of the winter and the cold and in the heat of the summer here in June.
Fair enough. And we'll segue into crossing guards.
Yeah, you know, later today, and I won't get a chance to do this, but later today we're going to celebrate once again with our crosswalk guards from that operate those crosswalks We heard just yesterday with a tragedy, almost fatal accident at with a crosswalk guard in North London, where, you know, because of a car accident, a crosswalk guard was hit. We frequently don't think about that, but certainly a big shout out to all crosswalk guards. As we finish out the school year, we're going to have a celebration in the City Hall auditorium today to recognize their work. And we're going to recognize the retirement of a gentleman that is manning. And right today after here, I'm going to go, and I know he's not listening because he's crossing individuals at the Borden Norfolk crossing. I'm coming your way, Bob. Bob Moore has been doing this for 23 years. So it's generational. He's crossed across, you know, not only the children that are crossing now, but their parents as well. So huge shout out to all crosswalk guards, but also in particular to Bob Moore, if you're listening, which you aren't, but somebody say that the mayor mentioned him on the radio, and we have a certificate that I'm going to do a photo on your behalf, Bob, here right afterwards. So a great way to finish out this morning as we move into the end of the school year. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, but a shout out to teachers as well and all staff in schools as you finish out this school year.
City of Stratford Mayor Martin Risma. Martin, thanks. Have a great weekend.
Thank